Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. 69 degrees. We do have light rain, and we're expecting 1 to 2 inches of precipitation today. On the news line with us now, Sarah Wokley is back. You can't describe her in any way other than just a tireless volunteer. She's the Lewisburg Community Garden Outreach and Education Coordinator. She's also part of the Green New Deal in Lewisburg, a hub coordinator. And we're sad to say, going to be somebody that's going to be leaving our region for another upgrade in her life and career. So, Sarah, thanks for checking in before you head out of town.
Thanks so much, Mark.
Do appreciate that, and thanks for all you've done. And Jen is on the line, too.
Hi, Mark.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, Jen Snydman-Partika is back on the line, the Farm and Garden Coordinator with the Office of Civic Engagement at Bucknell University. Jen's going to stick around and take good care of us for a while longer, so we're glad to say that. Good morning. Yes, good morning, Jen. Thank you so much for checking in. Well, first, let's get an overview of the garden. We'll start with Jen. I think folks drive by and they think, oh, okay, a bunch of people taking good care of a garden, but a lot and lot of hours and a lot rides on the garden, too. So, Jen, give us an overview of the Lewisburg Community Garden.
Sure. Thanks, Mark. Yeah, the Lewisburg Community Garden is in downtown Lewisburg over on Water Street, and it's a really cool garden. It's split in half, so half of the garden is for people to rent out to have their own garden plot for the season, and then the other half of the garden, which is a pretty big area, we reserve that to grow food just to give it away. We give it away to food banks and any program that does food distribution in the area. So you can imagine we grow usually around 2,000 pounds, literally a ton of organic produce that we can give out to people in the area. Like I said, we give it out to organizations that do food distribution, so we don't give it out directly to individuals, but we give it to places like food banks or other programs that give food out.
And you've said the word "we" as part of that. Give our audience some sort of a sense of the, you know, their close ties with Bucknell and other parts of the community.
Yeah, I should say the Lewisburg Community Garden is a huge team and community effort. This is definitely something that requires a lot of people to help out with. So I work with the Office of Civic Engagement at Bucknell, and the Lewisburg Community Garden is a partnership between that Civic Engagement Office and also the Borough of Lewisburg. We have the people who work at the garden include people like Sarah Wokley, and also another AmeriCorps volunteer, Rachel Herman. Both of them are finishing up their one-year AmeriCorps term. We also have people volunteer who maybe they have a garden plot and they want to help out on our side of the garden when we're growing food to give out. But anyone who is interested in lending a hand and doing something that helps the community can get involved and help the garden. Even if you don't have a lot of experience with gardening, we are happy to teach you what we know. And it's a really fun experience and a good way for people to spend some time in community together, but also safely outside. We wear masks, we social distance. So it's one of the few social activities that hasn't been canceled this summer.
All right. You can still do that, and much needed activity there. There's no waiting on that. Sarah, give us some sort of a sense of the work that you've done to spread the word and make sure that people know and make sure that volunteers knew up to now and that really the whole world in and around the Lewisburg area knows about the Good Garden.
Yeah, so that's a big part of my job as the outreach coordinator for the garden. So things have looked a little different with COVID, so we've really been utilizing social media, and we actually started using a sign-up genius, so folks can sign up that way. That way we control how many people can come to the garden at once, since we do have COVID restrictions. Something that I've been thinking about and that we're hoping to work on before I leave is having different groups in the community, like Green New Deal Lewisburg. I'm hoping to ask, if not us, then who, and other like local organizing groups, if they will come to the garden, like a group of 10, and anybody who is a part of their organization and anybody who supports them, if they would want to come out and help us grow food for the community. So that's something that I'm hoping to do, but that's something that we've always done, not necessarily with like social justice organizations coming to the garden, but all different organizations have come, like whether they're affiliated with Bucknell or just directly in the community. We normally, in non-COVID times, you know, we've had groups like as big as 30 coming out to the garden and working on, you know, really big projects for us.
So this is a great big positive endeavor, not just for Lewisburg. I mean, somebody might drive by and say, oh, great, fresh tomatoes. But you say, oh, my gosh, you know, Sarah, you would say community connection and a social injustice component or social justice component and great volunteers and people putting their hands to work. You see this as really sort of a mecca of community positivity, I guess, for lack of a better phrase.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, the work that we're doing impacts so many different layers of things. I think I watch it every day with our volunteers. Like, I'm watching it bring people together. I think a lot of our volunteers are coming because they like having conversations with other people here. I think people are feeling, you know, like cooped up in their house with, like, quarantine and, you know, not feeling safe necessarily going other places. And like Jen mentioned, this is an opportunity for people to come together in a very safe way. And, you know, being outside in general during these times, I think, is definitely like a stress reliever for a lot of us.
All right, Sarah, The Need. Tell us about that now.
So kind of like I mentioned before, like with food access and food security and hunger, it impacts so many different layers of society. So like in our area, well, in general, in our country, children are the most likely to experience food insecurity. There's something like over 11 million kids in the United States live in food insecure households. And I think in our state, it's something like 1 in 6 kids are struggling with hunger. So that's, you know, a huge population of people who are unfortunately dealing with food access. And then there's also the issue of disparities because of racism and structural oppression. So we see that, you know, in black households in the United States, their food insecurity rate is almost double the national rate and then triple the rate of white households.
And tell us, Jen, about the need for people to step up and help volunteer and help keep the garden going.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. This is a key moment for the garden right now. This week and next week and basically through the end of August is a very key time at the garden. We're sort of transitioning from our core group of reliable summer volunteers into the school year when we would typically have some groups, small groups of students from Bucknell coming out to volunteer. But we're sort of in this in-between moment where people are finishing up with their summer commitment, and we've yet to really get started with the normal school year volunteers. So if listeners are hearing this and they're thinking, oh, I'd really love to get to volunteer, don't wait to do it. I recommend you sign up today to become a volunteer with us. Super easy. We have a form that you fill out online, and then we'll email you with opportunities to sign up for specific time slots. It's a really easy website. It's tinyurl.com/volunteerlcg, like Lewisburg Community Garden. And so we're really looking for individuals or small groups who are excited about getting outside and helping out. Like Sarah mentioned, there's a really big need for food in the community right now. That's only going to continue to grow as we see big economic impacts of COVID. So I think, you know, people have really enjoyed making a difference in the community, and they also really enjoy having a chance to chat together in the garden. I remember last week we were out there in the garden working, and a few people who didn't know each other before but had come out to volunteer were both planting broccoli together, and they just started chatting, you know, across the bed they were planting and got to know each other. And I thought, that's community happening right there, just people getting to know each other who wouldn't have otherwise crossed paths.
Well, yeah, this garden grows a lot more than just vegetables, and we've learned that over the years. Sarah, we'll let you have the last word. Give our audience some sort of a sense of what a volunteer might do if they step up and start to help out at the Lewisburg Community Garden.
So, you know, obviously in addition to just, like, community building and getting to know people, the actual work that it takes to grow food, there's a lot that goes into it, but it's basically basic garden maintenance. So planting, so putting seeds in the ground, putting seedlings in the ground, basic upkeep like weeding, watering, and then, of course, like, I think the most fun part maybe for some people is harvesting and kind of getting to see it from seed to the final product. So, and then sometimes we're doing things like when we have, like, cucumbers and tomatoes, we're doing more like we're putting up I'm totally blanking on what they're called, but we're basically doing more like building. So it's not necessarily just like planting and getting your hands in the soil. But we have a couple different tasks that you could do at the garden. But mostly it's just basic garden maintenance of planting, weeding, watering, and harvesting.
And keeping the fence intact. I see the line of rabbits each evening that are lined up outside the fence, just hoping that there'll be some opening somewhere.
yeah, them and the groundhogs.
So. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, they can dig right under that. All right, well, thank you both so much for all you're doing. Jen, thanks for this as part of your work and your leadership. And, of course, you do some volunteering there as well. So we very much appreciate that. Jen Schneidman, Partica, Farm and Family Coordinator, or Farm and Garden Coordinator at the Office of Civic Engagement at Bucknell University. And Sarah Walkley, the only thing that we can simply say to you is thank you for everything you've done for the Valley. We are better off. We're bigger people for your efforts while you were here. So thank you.
Oh, thanks so much, Mark. That is very kind. And I will miss everyone. And I will keep in touch, of course. So I look forward to watching all the good work that will happen in this area from Denver.
All right. Thank you so much. Sarah Walkley, tireless volunteer, Lewisburg Community Garden Outreach and Education Coordinator and Green New Deal, Lewisburg Hub Coordinator. I think she said she's off to Denver, so that's the next career step for her.